Opponents of a rock crusher at a Montana Creek Road gravel pit have appealed a conditional use permit issued to Coogan General last month by the Juneau Planning Commission. The appeal was filed last week by Peggy and Richard Mattson, who live in the Montana Creek subdivision. Peggy Mattson says they're concerned about how the rock crusher could affect the health, safety, traffic, and neighborhood aesthetics.
Over the past 20 years, they've increased the density of the neighborhoods. We have over 300 homes with a community garden, recreation area, all in this area, the gun club, and putting basically an open pit mine in the residential area doesn't fit into the scheme of things.
The Mattsons live next to Juneau Assemblymember Ruth Danner, whose comments to the Planning Commission about the issue last month drew a threat of censure from Mayor Bruce Botello. Danner is among the more than 40 Juneau residents listed as concerned parties on the appeal. The Assembly is typically the appeal board for Planning Commission decisions, and the matter has been scheduled for the May 14th Assembly meeting. But City Attorney John Hartle has recommended a hearing officer decide the case. Hartle says Danner's comments on the issue to the Planning Commission and during Assembly meetings hurt the Assembly's chances of hearing the matter fairly and impartially. The attorney estimates a hearing officer could cost the city up to $20,000. The permit approved by the Planning Commission put more than 20 conditions on Coogan's proposed operations. They include locating the rock crusher at the far northern end of the gravel pit, limiting its hours of operation to weekdays between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., and also noise restrictions. Wayne Coogan of Coogan General declined an interview request at this time. An attorney for a conservation group says Royal Dutch Shell subsidiaries are making improper use of the judicial system by suing to head off challenges to permits that put them closer to exploratory drilling off of Alaska's northern shores. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday, Shell Gulf of Mexico and Shell Offshore asked a federal judge to rule that the National Marine Fisheries Service properly issued harassment authorizations for whales and seals. A spokesman for Shell Alaska says the permits provide authorization to work near the animals as long as the impact is minimal. Oceana attorney Michael Levine likened Shell's lawsuit to a traffic cop putting a ticket on someone's car while it's still in the driveway. Levine says they're trying to resolve a dispute that they think might come up someday. The redeployment of a Holland America ship next year will mean a drop in cruise visitors for Kodiak. Holland America is changing the itinerary for the Amsterdam, and it will not stop in Kodiak in 2013. The vessel this year will make 8 stops in Kodiak. That's more than half of the 14 port calls planned by all cruise ships to the island city. Holland America Director of Public Relations Eric Elviard says neither the city's proposed sales tax hike nor a proposed increase in cruise ship moorage fees figured into the decision. He says the company is trying to support its land-based assets, and using the Amsterdam for 7-day cruises will increase traffic in southeast Alaska. Meanwhile, the first ships of the 2012 season are now sailing through Southeast, and more ships will make port calls this year than last, and some of their passengers will reflect new industry trends. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at the season from Juneau's waterfront.
Tour buses line up as the first passengers of the year walk down the Carnival Spirits ramp to one of Juneau's cruise ship docks. Excursion greeters hold up signs to attract confused customers who they send on down the line to their tours.
Raise your wallet.
Hey-o.
Welcome.
The Spirit can hold more than 3,500 passengers and crew. Those not already booked on a tour walk on by gift shops to a row of kiosks. There, salesman Khalid Habash of Last Chance Tours is surrounded by signs for trips and experiences.
We offer a variety of shore excursions, for example, whale watching, helicopter tours, seaplane tours, zip lining, fishing, canoeing, kayaking, salmon bakes, pretty much anything that you can do in Juneau.
He looks at the cloudy sky and wonders what it's going to do. Weather in this temperate rainforest affects sales.
When the rain comes in and it gets fogged out, a lot of the air travel gets canceled, but that also pushes people to be on buses more because they don't want to walk around in the rain. But when it's nice out, they want to walk around town. So it actually tends to balance out. It's just not as fun for us out here.
The capital city will see passenger numbers climb to almost 1 million this season. Lorraine Palmer of Juneau's Convention and Visitors Bureau says that's encouraging.
Well, 2012 is looking better than last year. With the addition of one of Princess's ships, we've added about 48,000 additional passengers. So that's a pretty big jump over last year.
In fact, it's coming close to the record number of a few years ago when more than 1 million people sailed these waters. Palmer says some of this year's passengers are part of a growing trend of extended family travel.
So Alaska is a very popular place to come to celebrate a milestone event, whether it's an anniversary, family reunion, 50th birthday. Any of those things tend to be a real motivator to bring the family and friends to Alaska. So we're seeing quite a bit of that.
She says cruise ships are also bringing younger passengers, many looking for hands-on experiences such as kayaking or hiking.
We've just added a paddleboarding experience here in Juneau, so we're starting to see more and more adventure-based travel.
And that's a trend that's been going on for a couple years, isn't it?
It is. Our baby boomer generation is remaining and pursuing active lifestyles. And so you're seeing that translated into the shore excursions and the tour operations offered here in Juneau.
Cruise lines like to fill their ships, so they'll deeply discount tickets if demand is low. Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says that's not so much the case this year. But he does note some passengers' timing is changing.
In some cases, they're much more cost conscious, and so they're looking for those deals. In other cases, they're just doing a lot more research on their own. And so in some cases, they are delaying their bookings, but we still get a pretty good feel early on.
Cruise ship traffic has jumped since the 1990s, inspiring business people to open gift shops and excursions. Peck says some didn't make it through the drop of the past few years.
If anything, we've probably seen a little bit of tightening of the belt and some operators not necessarily making it just because there's been a reduction of overall cruise visitors. So I'm not sure I would say I'd seen an increase. I would say I would see an increase in the type of experience, but not necessarily the number of visitors.
Back at the dock, Khalid Habash watches as the first wave of passengers heads towards his kiosk. He laughs as he wonders what questions they'll have.
A lot of people ask me what the sea level is, which is pretty funny. A lot of people ask me if you can see whales from the helicopter trip, which is pretty interesting question. Those are probably my favorite. A lot of people ask me if the bald eagles in these trees are real or not.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau's downtown waterfront.
Former State Division of Wildlife Conservation Director Corey Rossi pled guilty to illegal hunting practices on Friday, according to a release from the state troopers. Rossi admitted in an Anchorage courtroom to a consolidated count of falsifying a bear sealing certificate and one count of unlawful acts by a big game guide. The plea was part of a deal that the former state official made with prosecutors. It also calls for 3 years informal probation, 1 year suspension of his big game license, 1 year revocation of all hunting privileges, and a $5,000 fine. Rossi resigned from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in January when the charges became public. Rossi's attorney, Bill Satterberg, says his client has accepted responsibility from the beginning. And the University of Alaska's vice president for academic affairs has resigned, providing no reason in a brief email to colleagues and administrators. Dan Julius says in the email said he sent last week that he made the decision after a consultation with his family and university president Pat Gamble. Julius had served in the role at the university since 2007 and was also a professor in the School of Management at the Fairbanks campus. In the email, Julius said he planned to formally retire after taking a one-year sabbatical. He was one of six finalists last month to be the new chancellor of the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth, but he was not selected for the position.